The veterans, all in their 80s and 90s now, and their families, came from all around the country for this 65th anniversary event sponsored by the National Japanese American Memorial Foundation. On hand to greet them was Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Mike Mullen, who posed for photos with each veteran and hailed their courage and their contribution to U.S. history.
You represent such a special group of that very special generation, and the courage, the valor, the heroism.
Among those present was 88-year-old George Sakato, who wore the Congressional Medal of Honor he was awarded for his part in the battle to rescue the trapped soldiers. He says he must have had 10 lives to have survived the war.
I've been blown up three times, and I got shot at, I don't know how many times, and then diphtheria, measles, and pneumonia.
Among the more than 200 men Sakato and his fellow soldiers helped rescue was Jack Wilson, who is now 85 years old.
If it hadn't been for them, I wouldn't be here today.
Wilson says the dedication of the Japanese-American soldiers was all the more remarkable given the fact that they had left behind their families in internment camps where the U.S. government had placed them out of fear that they might help Japan.
They put them in these internment camps. They lost their homes, a lot of them did, lost everything they had but the clothes on their back.
Wilson says these men demonstrated their loyalty and their effectiveness as fighters.
They had something to prove, and they proved it. They proved they were good Americans.
In 1988, the U.S. Congress passed a bill that provided reparations to Japanese Americans interned during the war. There's also a memorial dedicated to the patriotism and courage of the Japanese American soldiers in Washington, D.C. But 85-year-old Don Seki, who lost an arm to a burst of machine gun fire, plays down his own heroism in helping to rescue the lost battalion.
We had to do it. Somebody had to do it, you know. So we went all out. That's our motto anyhow. Shoot the works, go for broke.
Seki says that was a spirit inculcated in Japanese-American children by their parents.
The way we brought up, you cannot let your country down, nor your family down.
Seki's 442nd Regimental Combat Team became the most decorated unit in U.S. military history for its size and length of service. While their bodies have now become frail with age, they maintain that patriotic spirit, and they never forget the men who were unable to come home. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.